Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include San Francisco, protesting Chinese consular interference in California Senate resolution, raising awareness of the persecution at Peace Festival in Belgium, Toronto, 9-week Minghui summer camp fosters progress in young practitioners, Netherlands, sharing the benefits of Falun Gong at the Flower Festival in Elda, how the Chinese regime uses detention centers to persecute Falun Gong practitioners, and introducing Falun Gong to new students at the University of Arizona. Now for the stories. San Francisco, protesting Chinese consular interference in California Senate resolution. More than 100 people attended a rally in front of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco on the morning of September 8, 2017, to protest efforts by China's communist regime to interfere with the passage of a California State Senate resolution condemning the persecution of Falun Gong. State Resolution SJR 10, which condemns the persecution of Falun Gong in China, was passed by the Judiciary Committee of the California Senate on August 31st. Nevertheless, the State Senate unexpectedly voted to refer SJR 10 back to the Rules Committee, essentially blocking it from coming to a vote in the Senate on September 1st, as originally planned. The reason given for the surprise vote was that members of the Senate received emails from the Chinese consulate in San Francisco suggesting that passage of the resolution might sabotage the friendship and sustainable development of relationships between California and China. The author of the resolution, Republican State Senator Joel Anderson, spoke at the rally, saying, "I proudly stand here with everyone to condemn the Chinese government for their persecution of Falun Gong practitioners. It takes great courage to stand up against persecution, to stand up against one of the greatest nations in the world, China, and to call them out for their practice of harvesting organs and the genocide they have created against Falun Gong. Together, we've taken our first steps toward defending freedom and human rights." Senator Anderson said that the resolution was co-signed by two Democratic members of the Assembly and two other Republican members of the Assembly. He condemned the CCP's suppression of freedom of speech and its efforts to extend that suppression into California, noting that the interference is an appalling violation of human rights. A spokesperson for the San Francisco Falun Dafa Association spoke at the rally and said, "The Chinese consulate sent emails and made calls to the California Senate defaming Falun Gong and threatening to stop the resolution. He asked that consular officials not follow the party's policy to persecute Falun Gong, reminding them that everyone must bear responsibility for their actions, both good and bad. He expressed his appreciation to Senator Anderson and others for their support in upholding justice. He hopes that more people will learn about the persecution and help to stop it." Raising awareness of the persecution at Peace Festival in Belgium. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the annual Peace Festival, Fredevisten, sponsored by the city government of Sint-Nicolaas, Belgium, on September 2nd and 3rd. The festival has been held on the first weekend of September since 1948 and has developed into one of the world's most popular festivals while maintaining the founding theme of peace and freedom. This year, there is a special activity for children called We Are All on the Road Against Injustice. The idea was for children to visit different booths to learn about human rights issues around the world, including the plight of refugees. Each booth presented content appropriate to a child's level of understanding, and when the children answered three questions correctly about a specific issue, they would receive a small reward and get a special card stamped. At the Falun Gong booth, practitioners displayed two artworks painted by practitioners. The paintings depicted children who had been touched by the persecution of Falun Gong in China, a brutal suppression that has claimed thousands of lives and torn countless families apart since 1999. The three questions for the children to ponder were, what do the guiding principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, mean? Why did the little girl in the painting become an orphan? And how long has Falun Gong been persecuted in China? Practitioners talked about the ancient Chinese cultivation practice of Falun Gong and discussed the paintings. They explained that the children in the paintings had lost their parents because their parents bravely upheld their faith, even in the face of persecution by the Chinese Communist Party. Children and parents who stopped at the booth listened carefully. Each child was given a beautiful handmade paper lotus flower by the practitioners, which in Chinese culture is a symbol of purity in adversity. In addition to raising awareness of the persecution in China, practitioners also provided general information about this traditional mind-body cultivation practice. A number of visitors were interested in learning Falun Gong and asked for details about workshops, websites, and exercise sites. Toronto, 9-week Minghui Summer Camp fosters progress in young practitioners. The Minghui Academy Summer Camp in Toronto came to a close on September 1, 2017. 70 children practitioners of Falun Gong from age 3 to 16 attended the 9-week-long camp. Hailing from Toronto, Mississauga, Alberta, Detroit, and mainland China, the children enjoyed their time together as they practiced Falun Dafa and experienced traditional Chinese culture. 11-year-old Lisa had just come to Toronto from China. It was the first time she had attended a Minghui Academy camp. She said, "I feel so lucky and so happy. I had to do exercises and study the Fa in secret in China. Now I can do this with other kids every day. This cultivation environment has helped me to look inward on every issue and eliminate many attachments." Lisa gave an example of eliminating the mentality of fighting. She said, "I used to get along with every kid except one. My mom always told me what I should have done better. I was upset, thinking she was on the side of the other kid. Mom patiently explained that cultivators should look inward. My teachers in the camp also reminded us about looking inward. The other kid is also a Falun Dafa practitioner. She looked inward too, and we resolved our problem very soon. I keep a diary about how I resolved conflicts and passed tests of my Xinqing. I learned something every time." Ms. Lee, a teacher in the camp, said she was worried when she saw that most of the kids in her class were boys. One time she had to get help from other teachers to calm down a boy who lost his temper. Ms. Lee said, "I realized I have to improve myself in order to help the children correct their mistakes. I have to continue improving my tolerance and cultivating my compassion under the guidance of Dafa. The progress of helping children grow is also a part of my cultivation. I'm so fortunate to be their teacher and witness their successes." On the first day, one of the kids in Ms. Lee's class said outright to his teacher and classmates, "I'm not a cultivator. You can't make me follow your rules." He refused to play with other kids. However, the positive environment changed his attitude. A few weeks later, he started doing the exercises, studying the Fa, and playing with the other kids. Ms. Lee said, "He shared a lot of thoughts with me one day that he didn't want others to know. I realized that cultivation had made this boy open his heart. I'm thankful that he has benefited from the compassion of our master." Netherlands, sharing the benefits of Falun Gong at the Flower Festival in Eelde. Falun Gong was invited to participate in the 61st Flower Parade and Festival in Eelde, Netherlands, on September 2nd. The moderator excitedly introduced the peaceful spiritual practice as the colorful Falun Gong parade entry passed the stage. 4 media outlets in 3 of Netherlands provinces covered the event. They all broadcast the moderator presenting the Falun Gong parade entry. The winners of the Eelde Flower Parade over the past 60 years were invited to design this year's floats. The Eelde Flower Festival has become one of the largest cultural events in the region, attracting more tourists every year. Falun Gong practitioners from the Netherlands and Belgium arranged themselves in 4 sections: the waist drums, an exercise demonstration, a float of a golden boat with lotus flowers, and celestial maidens in traditional dress. The Falun Gong procession stood out with colorful costumes, melodious music, and a large golden float. Many spectators took flyers. Seeing the large golden float with lotus flowers, the TV host said, "The lotus has a special connotation. These Chinese are very skillful to have made such a remarkable boat. They wear such beautiful costumes." The flower company sponsors asked for Falun Gong flyers and said, "The float is so beautiful. It seems that the ladies on the float were so serene. This is why I asked you for your flyer. I want to see what Falun Gong is." Reading that Falun Gong improves health through meditation, she said, "I believe in meditation. This is important in our busy world. I will definitely search for more information online. It appears the practice is not hard to learn." How the Chinese regime uses detention centers to persecute Falun Gong practitioners. To average Chinese, detention centers are unfamiliar places. Because of strict government censorship, outsiders know very little about the facilities used to hold suspects before they are convicted or acquitted at trial. Many detainees are unwilling to recall or seldom mention what they have experienced, making it even more difficult for the public to know what goes on in detention centers around the country. The Chinese Communist regime has been utilizing detention centers heavily in its nationwide campaign against Falun Gong that started in 1999. Many practitioners have been temporarily held in detention centers before they were convicted and sent to labor camps or prisons. Many have been maimed or even tortured to death for refusing to renounce their faith. The following details cover how detention centers abuse detainees, including practitioners. Torture and beatings are commonly used by police when someone is accused of a crime and refuses to make a confession, and have become the norm in the treatment of practitioners. Police officers are also given financial rewards for forcing practitioners to renounce their faith. Police officers are in charge of a few cells but usually do not enter the cells. Instead, they choose one detainee in each cell to be the person in charge. The use of forced labor in detention centers seemed to start when the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999 and continues to the present. Except for persons in charge, all detainees, regardless of illness or age, must do slave labor every day and meet a production target. The food in the detention center is inedible. With this poor diet and continuous overtime work, the detainees suffer severe malnutrition. To supplement such a poor diet, the detainees have no choice but to buy high-priced food from the detention center. As Falun Gong practitioners do not stay in the detention center for more than a few months before being sent to a labor camp or prison, they generally forget the abuse in the detention center. However, the system in the detention center still causes great harm to the practitioner's health and well-being. We hope that other practitioners can continue to expose the systematic abuse in detention centers to keep the police, guards, and detainees there from committing further crimes. Introducing Falun Gong to new students at the University of Arizona. Student organizations at the University of Arizona held an event to welcome new students on September 6th. Dozens of booths were set up on the lawn behind the student union, including one for the Falun Dafa Club. Many students paused at the sight of the large yellow Falun Dafa is Good banner and beautiful origami lotus flowers. Practitioners told them about Falun Gong and how to practice it. Two Chinese students from mainland China took photos of the Falun Gong booth, something they would never see in China. One stepped forward and asked a practitioner, "Falun Gong is banned in China. I'd like to know, what is your personal experience with it?" The practitioner handed him an informational brochure and said, "Please read it. You may not find truthful information about Falun Gong in China, where the practice is being persecuted." The two students were surprised and expressed their appreciation to the practitioner for the information. A young American man asked, "My wife is Chinese. She said Falun Gong is banned in China. I'd like to know what the truth is." A practitioner explained what Falun Gong is and why the Chinese Communist Party is persecuting it. Falun Gong practitioners follow truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and strive to become better people. The CCP persecutes good people and even sanctions the harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners. Appalled, the student said, "That's horrible. Thank you. I support your courage and kindness." A Japanese student came by on his bike. "Finally, I've found you," he said. "I got your flyer last year. I have many questions about life, and now I can ask you. I will join you and practice this." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.